wanna build a snowman. Punch him in his fucking face. We can knock the carrot out and stick the coal up his ass. It sounds okay.
Yeah, I've had enough of that shit. Happy day after Zombie Jesus Day, everybody. Everybody. I'm obsessed with snow this morning because it's 60 degrees going on 70, and I'm about to hop on Fiona and punch her in the butt. And I cannot fucking wait. But first, I have to tell you some very, very exciting news. Buddha's snoring. Oh, no, he's up. He heard his name. Oh, he's the dumbest dog on the fucking planet. Go back to sleep. Daddy's got some talking to do. I have been waiting and waiting and waiting to tell you guys this. It's 14 days and a wake up now. Doo-dah, doo-dah. 14 days and a wake up now and I'm out of the fucking military. Woo! Okay, sorry. I actually don't even have my count right. I should get my count right. In fact, we can do that if I can find a calendar. Can I find a calendar? Let's ask Google. Magical Google, give me the calendar. Show me. Nope. Can't get Google to do shit anymore. It's rather frustrating. But I figure once they align Google with Candy Crush, I will have shit under control. Let's go backwards. Wake up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 days in a wake up now. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Gonna grow a giant fucking beard. Oh, the doo-dah day. I cannot. Oh, my God, people. You don't even know. I'm so excited.
And I just can't hide it. I know. I want me.
Because I'm so excited. Are we over the singing? Because I'm kind of over the singing. I'm also kind of over Washington State. You see these clowns passing a bill to ban the sale, manufacture, and series recording me right now of automatic weapons. Excuse me. Whoa, God. Damn, see, I've been listening to the news, and I can't even get shit straight anymore. The bail of scary black rifles. The assault weapons ban. I can't even wait to read this thing. This shit blows my ever-loving fucking mind. The absolute and sheer ignorance of the scary black rifle crowd. If it is an AR-15, if it is an AK-47... and it's made out of wood, it's not going to be banned, right? Doesn't have wood furniture. I don't know. It's just, you know, we put polymer on a firearm and all of a sudden it's an assault rifle capable of doing all these terrible things. And, I mean, come on, this is the MoFo show, right? What do we talk about on the MoFo show? Mental fucking health, right? Mental fucking health, because we've all got a little bit of dysmorphia, cognitive fucking ability. I mean, like, oh, and the YouTube wants to go off because I've been watching this blank screen for so fucking long and now all of a sudden it wants to party. Let me get, I don't care about the wind velocity in Montana today. Okay. Sorry about that. I get the YouTubes going in the background, and then it was covering some forest fire. It was a helicopter cam, and, like, just muted. Like, so I've had that on for, like, the last 45 minutes, and now it just popped away. Anyways, I'm on a mental health rage, right? Is that where I was before I got distracted by this? I don't even remember. We'll let you in on a little secret, America. We don't have a gun problem. We do not have a gun problem. We have a mental fucking health problem. Mental health problem. We need to work and find our people that are struggling, our people that are suffering, depression, anxiety. These things lead to terrible things, to terrible decisions. How do we get people help? This is the problem. How do we get people to seek out help? Mental health help. I cannot talk today. I can't make the words. I'm so fucking angry. Another shooting this morning in Louisville. 5 dead, something like that. I don't know any of the circumstances yet, but I will tell you one thing. People who are well-adjusted and chasing gratitude and happiness aren't out fucking shooting people. And then we talk about red flag laws, which, man, they get me fired up. Because that's some scary shit, right? Because I did the unthinkable. I went and I asked for help. I went and said, holy fuck, this burden is too fucking much. And my brain is not operating correctly. I need fucking help. And I got help. Just ask for the help. You've got to get the help. I guess, you know, maybe it's even tougher to just admit that you need the help. I don't know. But it doesn't help either that when you go to get the help is hard to get. Scheduling issues, trying to coordinate with the right person. So many things, so many moving pieces to get the help. I know a lot of people are out there suffering, and we're seeing what happens when these people go too far, when they can't handle the pressure, when they start hearing voices, when they, you know, whatever it is, whatever gets them to that level, and we go, oh, well, they're just crazy psychopaths, this and that and the next thing. Well, no, they're just normal people under abnormal stress with bad functioning in their logic process. They need help. And we've got to figure it out because we're losing too many people to it. Whether it's suicide, whether it's gun violence, whether it's hammer violence. I mean, we had a dude smoke a guy with a twisted T last summer. the weapon is simply a tool. The gun didn't cause any of this. I don't know. I'm going to get on a rant. I don't even want to get on this rant today because it's so nice outside. Just want to go get on my motorcycle and ride. I'm going to get out there and do my meditation. Get the vibration rolling through my body, the wind going through my hair, the sound of those pipes just rumbling along. And then I get to think. I get to meditate on the things that are right in my life. Work through the things that I wish I could do, wish that I will do differently. See some beautiful scenery, and it's starting to green up a little bit here, right? Lawns are getting green, the buds are starting to pop on the trees. I can find for myself so many things to be grateful for. So I'm going to get out and I'm going to practice my gratitude. I hope you all get a chance to do the same. Get out and practice that gratitude. Whether it's on 2 wheels, 4 wheels, 2 feet, 4 legs, whatever. Get your dog, go for a walk, sit on the patio, feel the sun, do something. Talked to the old man this morning. He said it's 80 tomorrow up in Minnesota. You guys better be taking full advantage of that. Feeling every inch, every drop of that sunshine. Coming out of the long, hard winter, people. Time to refresh ourselves. Get out and enjoy the spring. Although I don't know if in Minnesota you call it spring. It kind of just went from winter to summer in 2 days, but whatever. I take summer right now. And I was not a big summer guy. I loved winter so much until motorcycling took over. And now I think I could truly say that I've become a summer person. Between the being up at the lake, boats, the jet skis, the motorcycles, I think I'll still always be obsessed with fall because fall is perfect in every way, shape, or form. I think I'll always love the first month of winter. But then I just need to, like, get the travel trailer, haul the bike south, feel sunshine. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say today. You know what? I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated that we're not addressing the right things. We're blaming the tools, but instead of sitting here ranting and raving about that, I am going to go meditate on Fiona, listening to some loud-ass heavy metal. I'm going to kick my tires and light her fire. I'm going to go fast, and you better believe I'm going to go fast. I'm not going to die because I got to come back and podcast another day since I'm copping out and doing a shorty today, but oh, it's just too nice. Remember, everybody, safety third.